All right, good morning, folks. Happy Friday, and welcome back. This is Mark Holland. We're getting ready to talk about what's been going on this week. And unfortunately, I don't have the regular two co-hosts with me. Both of them have had either technical issues or had to be called out of town, or maybe both. But in any case, thankfully, and almost serendipitously, or perhaps it's a blessing from the Creator, but I have been able to make contact again with Daniel Holdings. Haven't talked to Daniel in a while, so this will be a rare treat for both me and for the listeners, I hope. So we got lots to catch up on, Daniel. I'll say good morning. Hey, it's great to hear your voice. How you doing?
I'm well, Mark. I'm well. Lots going on. It is serendipitous that I talk to you today because all kinds of stuff is hitting the proverbial fan.
Yep, and it's a lot of the stuff that's hit the fan, Daniel, and we can start here or we can start wherever you'd like, but a lot of the stuff are things that we've known about for a long time. For example, the big guy, and Hunter Biden has now confirmed that, yeah, Big Daddy is the big guy, and why did he wait so long? Well, you know, because the lies took a long time to come out, even though they had the laptop and the FBI covered it up and so forth. So that's one. You have all the stuff coming about the Zyklon B injections, COVID, and destroying autoimmune function or immune system function and autoimmune disease on the rise. You have the death tolls there. We have more on World War III. Turns out there have been British and French troops on the ground in Ukraine. Who could have thought it? Russia knew it. And now it's been openly admitted to the point where they have even an additional excuse if they want to nuke the West or escalate. Why not? They have everything they need. And on. There are so many things like that that have been lied about that we all knew were true, but now they're not even trying to hide it. And then there's the other stuff that's coming out, too, and we'll talk about that as well. So where would you like to go to start?
Well, let's go here. I've gotten a lot of reports this morning about various banking systems that are actually down on the down detector, and as well as SNAP. So it looks like this has been going on for some time, but it looks like the wheels are coming off the banking sector, and what that means exactly it's anybody's guess, but I'm thinking that this is another shot over the bow as far as a great collapse coming. What do you think?
Well, I completely concur. There have been so many little signals of late. And one of them, and this is something that we can certainly throw on the pile, there was some CPI information that came out this week. There's the usual regular economic indicators that are saying things aren't right. Macy's is closing well over, a whole bunch of what stores remain, especially their flagship store in San Francisco, because what? They can't sell anything. They all get stolen out there because of shoplifting. And there are places that are reporting that retailers are having to send literally an escort with every criminal that comes in the door because they figure they're going to steal something. They can't make any money that way, and it's destroying retail. But the other one, of course, is the Trump debacle, where they're basically saying, we don't want an honest election. We'll prattle about democracy, but when it comes time to vote, if you're not illegal, the hell with you. And if you want a candidate that we don't want on the ballot, we're not going to allow that. So we had the Letitia James thing in New York, anger on the scumbag who even got caught literally with his pants down, or at least figuratively hitting on women. They called it creeping them out. This was James O'Keefe. And for that, a little bit of revelation, they're kicking him out of the gyms across the country where he was doing these interviews. But on every front, what we're seeing is all of this evil is coming down. It's coming down through the court system. And so what they did, of course, is they're attempting to steal the better part of $500 million from Donald Trump with penalties and interest. And how dare you do business in the criminal state of New York without paying your dues to the big guy and the controllers here. So we're going to take your buildings. And the story this week was a Canadian pension firm that had a huge Manhattan office tower sold the interest they had in it for $1. And so if you remember Martin Armstrong, he's been writing about this too. Get out of New York. Get the hell out of New York while you still can, because it's going to go no bid. So it's not bad enough that the real estate, and especially the commercial real estate, is collapsing. They're putting the fire to it, and they're basically telling people, if you stick around for too long, we're going to steal your buildings anyway. You might as well get the buck even while you can.
Well, it's not a bad idea to get out of New York anyway, because if you recall, you probably reported on this last week or week before, Truckers are coming up with a, an embargo, I should say, against New York, where they refuse to drive into New York, which means that eventually New York will run out of supplies and food, and people are being, they're suggesting to people anyway that they get out of New York because there won't be anything to eat in relatively short order. So what we see is, and it's not just New York. I mean, what we see is liberal states, going by the wayside. I don't know if you saw this, but, just in, I think it was in, Oregon, who probably about 3 years ago, they decriminalized all drugs, drugs. Underline all. And what they are finding is that, boy, that was a really bad idea, Mark.
They got fentanyl deaths that are off the chart, so you're right, and now they're looking to reverse that, even in the leftist meccas. So it's getting to the point where it's so obvious even the leftists are figuring it out. You had Hochul, the governor of New York, essentially saying, hey, all you people that are willing to suck up to us and pay your little protection money to the almighty state, well, you don't have anything to worry about, at least as long as your social credit score stays good. We won't steal your buildings, we don't think. And that was not exactly calming to folks. So what you have is the leftists literally sticking a pin in it on the one hand, denying they're sticking a pin in it on the other hand, and then all these indicators coming out saying it is going to get really, really ugly. So here's another one out of New York. A housing rent spike as the Democrats welcome an endless line of illegals. So if you're an illegal, you get free rent. If you are a New Yorker, you don't get a place to live, and if you did, you can't afford it. So that's part one. You mentioned the banks shutting down, whether they like it or not, because of electronic failures and so forth. Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Citizens, PNC, Santander all announced another 31 bank closures, branch bank closures, in just 1 week. So this is continuing. The branch banks are being shut down. Gee, I wonder if it could have something to do with the mark of the beast.
Well, you know, I think it was the, I'm going to say BRICS, came out yesterday saying that they were going to come out with a digital currency, and they were moving toward that. They also said that they wanted to burn the dollar down, and that is going to happen in relatively short order within the next few months, I think. But we have all of these indicators that the banking sector as well as the general economy are going by the wayside, that serious – and this is coming from a guy that was in the financial industry. This is coming from a guy that has been there. I was there, during 2007, 2008, as well as 2000, for the tech burst, but, the tech bubble. But what we are seeing is something that is much, much worse than that. And all indicators are that, we don't have long till something really bad happens. You know, it occurs to me, Mark, that I don't know how much, you know, your audience buys into this, but David Wilkerson prophesied in, I think it was 1931, maybe 1932.
A long time ago, yeah.
In what he called the vision, where he saw the U.S. economy collapse. What he saw was that the economy of Germany would collapse first, and we are seeing, if you take a step back, we are seeing those indicators right now, and then Japan would collapse, the economy of Japan would collapse, and then the United States. So, you know, if you look at what's going on in the world today as far as economies and the banking system, we are seeing these indicators happening right now. It is mind-blowing to think that we are in that place, you know, in 2024, but yet, Mark, here we are.
Exactly. Well, and again, the thing that's so amazing, Daniel, is that there are so many indicators on so many fronts. We've named half a dozen just financial indicators, and you know, will it be the commercial real estate collapse that pricks the bubble ultimately and finally? There have been so many that have started to do that. Will it be the central bank digital currencies? Will it be some kind of a cyber attack or major grid down scenario? There was this too, and then we'll throw out another story in a second. Christine Lagarde, you know, the globalist central bankster, has recently announced the EU is getting closer to launching their own mark of our central bank digital currency, CBDC, that will increase pressure on the U.S. Fed. And by the way, there's all kinds of talk about interest rates this week. And are they not going to ease? The answer seems to be no, but they have to, because there's a senile cretin that needs to be reelected, and the only way they can even make it remotely plausible is to grease the skids and drop interest rates. So they're caught between a rock and a hard place. So many things like that all coming to a head. And you're right. I know that they'll pull the pin on the U.S. dollar eventually. The CBDCs will be one element. The BRICS will be another. And especially if the BRICS launch lots of countries want to join their gold-backed currency and so forth. So what we're seeing are various kinds of pressures. I have no doubt that it'll happen. When it'll happen is when it will make the most money for those that are on the inside that are pulling the strings. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When you look at Revelation 13, and it talks about the mark of the beast, and nobody will be able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast, I can't help but wonder exactly, you know, which mark of the beast, and you hit the nail on the head with this, which mark of the beast it will be. I have no doubt that it will be a digital currency of some sort, because that's the only way they can really track you. But will it be the BRICS mark of the beast? Will it be the Fed's mark of the beast? So this is a crazy thing, Mark. They're talking about replacing the greenback, the paper dollar, with a digital currency, but yet they can't sell any notes, any treasury notes, to back the digital the paperback dollar. Nobody wants our currency these days. They'll go out to bid, and nobody will bid on the treasuries. So how long will that go on? And what makes them think in the right mind, they're not in the right mind, but what makes them think that anybody would want a fiat digital currency that is backed by the United States when they don't trust us in the first place?
Well, you're right.
That's the crazy thing.
Well, so the answer is, and you're on the right track, and we know where it's headed. It ends up in the mark of the beast. But the way it gets there is, if you know that what you got is failing, and people hate it, and they see through it, and they don't want it, you have to force them. You have to make it the only house on a bad block. You've got to basically say, hey, you don't have any choice. And then, using the control mechanisms, you force them into it, and that's how we get here. So it's not only inevitable that we get the central bank digital currencies as this stepping stone, and all of the lockdowns, and all of the control measures, and the e-APIS, and the e-passports, and e-verify are all part of being able to force people into it so they can't buy or sell. And then you have to basically say, we eliminate all the alternatives. And of course, the last alternative, the one that'll be the hardest to eliminate, is the thing that most of us are encouraging people to be aware is real money, which is, of course, silver. The Hebrew word is kesef. The same word means silver. Oh yeah, and it's the same word that means money. If you go to Spanish-speaking countries, you'll find out that the word that means cash down there, hard money, they call it plata in a lot of places. It's slang, but what plata literally means is silver. So again, over and over, we're seeing that the goal is to reduce the options, eventually eliminate as many as they can. They'll criminalize them, but we're going to have to come out and recognize this before it's too late.
Well, you know, it's interesting. So for years, I got saved in the early 80s, and for more than 40 years, you know, I've stood back and watched all this stuff that's going on. And I remember when I was a young Christian, long before I started walking this path, I was thinking there was no way I was going to take the mark of the beast, you know, and I was on the lookout for, you know, for things like, you know, chips that would go in your hand or some sort of card that you'd have to pay for, pay with, or something like that, something that would connect you to technology. And what we're seeing now, interestingly enough, is that people are embracing that technology. But not only that, the idea that all of your dollars or all of your currency could be controlled digitally through, you know, a cell phone or a computer is appealing to people. This blows my mind, Mark, but because what they don't recognize is the fact that if it goes digital, and it will, then the government can actually not only track what you are doing, but they can control what you are doing. They can make your digital dollars disappear, or they can add to it, I suppose.
Timestamp them.
But
yeah.
It is mind blowing to me that society today is embracing this technology that will lead us directly to the mark of the beast. Go ahead.
Well, and you're correct. And what's funny, of course, is it's being done on multiple fronts. There's an old communist propaganda technique and a control mechanism. It's called the pincers theory, right? Pressure from above, pressure from below. So essentially what you do is you hit people from every angle and you try to convince them that you want this. It's convenient. This mark of the beast is a good thing. Here's one example. I remember all the way back to the days of the chip. If we put a chip in your pet, your dog or your cat, well, then if it gets lost or stolen, we can track it. If you've got animals, rather than branding them like they used to do with cattle and horses, well, we'll just put a chip in them. Now we can track them. Well, guess what? If you're a mommy and you want your little baby boy to be safe and not worry about kidnapping, you better put a chip in him so that if he gets kidnapped, we can track him. Maybe you can do it from satellites. And if you're not a good mommy, you won't do this. So bad mommies don't do it. Conspiracy theorist mommies don't either. And it's all about pressure from above and below, convincing people to do things which they know darn well aren't in their best interest. But hey, it's the only choice I got. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I talked to you yesterday on the phone briefly about some stuff that I was doing. One of the things that strikes me, I've been binging on the Secret of Skywalker Ranch, and one of the things that they did on the ranch is that they brought in a bunch of cattle because cattle keep the grass low and. They'll eat the grass and stuff like that. So they use them for grazing. But, you know, because all the weird stuff that goes on at Skywalker Ranch, one of the things they did is they put GPS trackers on all of those cattle. So they knew exactly where the cattle were. And if they were in distress, they would know right away that they were in distress. But you're exactly right. That is what's going on today. And people don't recognize it. But, you know, we have been so desensitized to the fact that the government and the powers that be, if you will, do not necessarily have our best interest at heart, that we don't fear or we're not concerned about what they could or could not do. The very fact that many people today are paying with their phone. You know, if I go someplace, I have a Samsung. Inevitably they'll have Samsung Pay. Or, there'll be a little logo there that says Apple Pay. Or something like that. It will be to the point that people just whip out the phone, which they're comfortable with now, and pay for whatever they want. What they don't realize is that when they do that, all of those transactions and all of those all their movements, all their efforts are being tracked by the government and powers that be. Now, I could sound like a crazy conspiracy theorist, and admittedly I am. But it doesn't mean I'm wrong, Mark.
Because they are, yeah. They really do want to kill you. And that's the thing that is the hardest for people to wrap their heads around, is that they, you know, whether it's the Zyklon B injections or all of the things that they were telling, wear your mask like a good little slave. A, it makes it easier for us to count and see how effective our propaganda is if all the people who are really, really dumbed down will wear a mask so we can identify them. And B, it literally dumbs you down because it increases the oxygen, decreases the oxygen in the bloodstream and increases the carbon dioxide, which is essentially a way of making you less able to rationally reason and more amenable to being controlled. You've got 5G technology, all of these things that are coming out that are part of the not only the Internet of Things, but the ability to induce pain and crank up the power and cause problems with the immune system. They're what are called two-factor interactions. Daniel, it's kind of like the more you understand, the more you recognize the engineering and how carefully planned all of this is, the more you cannot ignore that it was done deliberately and that it was all about evil, and the more you also can't fail to recognize that there really is such a thing as good and evil, and again, they want people dead. The ones that aren't dead, they want controlled, and basically if they can't control you, that's especially when they want you dead.
Well, you know, and if audience, if you don't think that, there was an article that came out just today. Letitia, I think her name's Letitia Jones,
Jane.
The AG out of New York,
yeah.
is suing some
beef producers.
Because they are misleading the public about their efforts toward climate change, right? So, okay. So if you're a nutty liberal and you're a tree hugger or whatever, and okay, that's derogatory, Daniel. That's mean spirited. Well, I can't help it.
Yeah.
But if you're of that mind and lack of mind, you say, well, that's a good thing. What you don't understand is that her efforts in suing the beef producer is designed to shut them down. And it's the tip of the spear. It's the tip of the iceberg. If she can be effective in suing this beef producer, all of the other, I think it's called ABS.
Yep.
Is the name of the company.
JBS.
All the other, companies are fair game. The problem is beef producers produce food.
You got it.
Beef. So this is not an attack on, beef per se. This is an attack on the food supply. And people do not understand the slippery slope that we are on. What we are seeing, Mark, is an all-out effort to kill humanity. And, you know, Letitia Jones, she sits back there. She probably does all kinds of sacrificial things and all this other crazy stuff. But what they do not understand, what the audience does not understand, is that this is an attack on humanity. And it's happening all over, in all echelons of the system, the financial system, the food system. It's happening all over. It's very, very scary what's going on right now.
Well, it's good that you brought that up because that was actually one of the stories. If I had to pick a story this week that I would say was the biggest indicator of the pure level of evil and of complicity, satanic, demonic folks, Letitia James, New York Attorney General, Soros plant extraordinaire, and truly one of the most evil women on the planet. There are so many that are in competition. You've got the Faucis of the world, the WEF, the Klaus Schwabs, and Letitia James. And what especially irritates me, Daniel, you're right, she's attacking this JBS USA Foods company because they produce beef. Now, A, remember, they don't want you to have beef. They want you to eat bugs if you have any food at all. And she calls it ill-gotten gains from false sustainability claims. In other words, while these people are telling you that you have to have sustainable stuff and what we're going to feed you is total bull you know what, because we want you to eat bugs and eat the crap we're selling you and believe it too, they're going after one of the biggest, well, the biggest beef provider in the United States, and ultimately saying that, the beef industry is one of the largest contributors to climate change, she said. Now, man-made global warming, climate change, it's total BS. By the way, the Biden Fuhrer was down at the open border encouraging the illegals to come in. He even came right out and said that if you don't believe in climate change, the way we're trying to shove it down your throats, especially, you're a Neanderthal. And we'll be right back. Welcome back, folks, to the second segment now of the Drive Time Friday show. And we, as we were going to break, I wanted to just kind of wrap up a few things on what we saw so far. Where is the note that I thought was the funniest? This was from Zero Hedge. It's a great summary of the Biden Fuhrer. Actually, there were two summaries. Let me start with this one. The jobs data came out, and it was the usual lie. Bureau of Lying Statistics is why I've referred to the BLS for a long time. But the morning after the most dark and un-American speech in American history, said at least some of the pundits, including Tucker Carlson. Well, Zero Hedge put it this way. February jobs soar by 275,000, although isn't it interesting? Unemployment still went up. How could that be? They smashed estimates with the bogus numbers, but they revised January sharply lower, and the unemployment rate went to a two-year high anyway. Huh. So here's how Zero Hedge summarizes it. Death taxes and a Biden regime reporting a stellar jobs beat, then, as usual, revising it sharply lower 1 month later when the headlines are out of the way. So that is par for the course. But here is the summary that I thought was probably the best distillation via the aggregator and Tyler Durden. Here's how they put it. I'll just read a paragraph here. Having successfully raged, ranted, lied, and yelled throughout the State of the Union, Biden can go back to his crypt now. Whenever they gave Biden, I think by that he means a drug cocktail that gave him puppy uppers for an hour, every American, man, woman, or children should be allowed to take, because though it seems like the cocktail end or the hour of the cocktails brings out dark Brandon. And here is the speech in summary, right? About eight bullet points here. Number one, fund Ukraine. Two, Trump is a threat to the God democracy and America itself. Abortion is good. American economy is stronger than ever. And by that, he means we've almost destroyed it, put a wooden stake in it. Inflation, though, wasn't Biden's fault. Illegals are Americans, too. Republicans are responsible for the border crisis. Trump is bad. Did I tell you Trump is bad? Biden stands with trans children, and if he doesn't have enough of them, he'll make more. And January 6th was the worst insurrection in American history. Well, certainly since the Civil War. And again, they quote Tucker Carlson.
I'm just pacing.
This is probably the darkest, most un-American speech ever given by an American president. It wasn't a speech. It was a rant. And in a fair election, Biden cannot win. So, hey, mute your mic if you would, David. You got your mouth too close to the mic, and it's way loud. Okay. Anyway, so let's go to David. Let him comment on that. If you're – can you hear me?
I can.
Okay.
And it's great that I have such a good signal. I had to move to another location, and now I've got to make the adjustment. I want to throw back in on this context because this is so important. This is where it lands. Reconcile the scripture where Paul distinguishes that – God sends a powerful delusion. So those who don't love the truth will believe a lie. Now, the flip side of that is if we love the truth, we come out of the delusion and don't believe a lie. All right. So here's a remedy. Distinguishing that everything that's being thrown at us today is done by the hand of our Father. We've brought this upon ourselves. They are doubling down, they are tripling down, they are quadrupling down. This is what we need to be doing relative to truth. Well, what the heck is the truth? We're living in a world of delusion where they've taken religion itself. They've taken Christianity and weaponized it against us. And they've taken the Bible and weaponized it against us.
Oh, wait till you see what they got planned there.
The weaponization is inside the narrative, which is the delusion which God sends us. If we refuse to love the truth, then we're going to get a projection onto Scripture. So when we read it, we can't see it. You know, and therein lies our biggest problem is there's so many interpretations of Scripture, so many different denominations that are telling us how it is. Evangelical Christianity is promoting genocide and waiting for Jesus to come and rapture them out of this. So everything inside that dynamic is a delusion. So everywhere we turn today, we get confronted with another delusion. And the only way out is to fall in love with the truth. Okay, so we're able to watch Biden's antics last night and distinguish that he's a complete delusionary figure. And if we're distracted by the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of wealth, or if we're following after an idol like democracy and we fail to understand what real government is, what true government is, like Romans 13, not obey the dictates of a dictatorship, but a true obey authority, which is in essence Christ is King. And that's what America is founded on, not on Christianity, but on the ideal that Christ, the Spirit of our Father, is King. And to the degree that we subscribe to that and move in that direction is the degree that we're going to be liberated from the delusion. So everything that we're experiencing right now is a result that can be changed. We had the power to create it, which we did. We have the power to uncreate it, which we can do by coming into the fullness of who we are and recognizing who they are, and then letting our Father come through us to work His will at this particular time. Jeff, you said it earlier. This is ultimately the battle of good versus evil, the narrative versus the truth, and He needs people. He needs people like, yeah. We need to embody with our flesh the words of truth. And inside that, we will find peace. We will conquer our fear of death. We will no longer be held in bondage by our fear of death. And we will perform in a way that we will watch miracles unfold in front of us. And this is a scriptural promise. It's not about getting out of here. It's about establishing the kingdom of heaven on earth as it is in heaven, Mark.
Okay. Go ahead, Jeff. Jeff?
Guys, I'm trying to wrap my head around what it means that the Bible we hold in our hands is a CIA mind control document, that it's really a satanic book, and that it's been used against us. And that before I allow that thought to cause any kind of consternation, I'm reminded that at one time there was only an oral tradition to the Word of God carried by the Hebrew people. It was only the version written on the heart that was being employed at that time. There wasn't one yet that was written down that was in the mind. We have allowed a major chasm to form between the Word of God written on our heart that we express and the Word of God written down that Satan inserted into the human mind to argue over.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it right there for that thought to sink in a little bit.
Well,
that if we are going to, it is going to be time for us to now consider an extra biblical relationship with God, an original relationship with God, apart from what we all know was the Bible, a book I love, but has been cast into a new light as a CIA mind control document.
Well, let me try to see if I can't phrase it a little bit. That I'm not sure that I buy it the way you phrased it, Jeff, but I would say this. We're watching AI versions. We've watched,
me neither.
Y'all know, Harari, talk about how he wants to rewrite the Bible. They've got AIs already working on it, and they're certainly rewriting history. We've seen that with the Gulag search engine that basically produces imagery that turns anybody who is a famous physicist from Isaac Newton to the founding fathers and changes their colors and rewrites their words. They're absolutely doing the same thing with scripture. And I guess to kind of paraphrase what you're saying, for years we had King James who who wanted to make sure that one of the apostles was named after him, so we'll rename Yaakov into James. So it's not new that various potentates and so-called kings have rewritten scripture in order to change it. Romans 13 is a good example. Other places that say basically, when Big Brother says jump, you say how high? That's been going on for a long time. So the way I would put it is to say we need to be careful. We do have a written version of the Torah, which goes back and is more vetted than any other document in history on planet Earth as far as being an accurate representation. It certainly goes back further than any other written document that I think has ever been vetted, period. So we get to that point where we can say, all right, is it true? Let me put it this way, that a lot of people will say, you know, that there's the Holy Ghost talks to me and it tells me that I don't have to do this and I don't have to do that and that it's just what I want that matters. And is that the satanic version of the Bible? Do as thou wilt. We have to be careful, in other words, because there is a spirit that's been unleashed in the world. It is not of the Creator. And that battle has been going on for a very long time and will continue to rage, especially as they try to rewrite what's there. And you're right, there are mind control versions of not just scripture, but about everything else too, including history that's out there. David, go ahead and comment on that. Then I want to throw out another item or two on the news front.
Okay, well, since we're throwing down on a corrupted scripture, I'm going to double down on a corrupted language. You know, Mystery Babylon, okay, let's look at this. Okay, Babylon back in the day, you know, confusion of tongues. People couldn't talk to each other. Nobody understood each other because they were speaking different languages. And who was responsible for that? Well, our father did that too. The FBI, the CIA, the deep state, Jesuits, I don't know what, how are we going to label these people, whoever they are that want to control the world, they corrupted our language. They inserted an understanding of words so that when we read scripture, we can't see it. We take it literally and we stumble because we can't reconcile the contradictions while we're being told simultaneously that there are no contradictions when inside of the dynamic of the narrative, it's riddled with contradictions. So people are confused. And this is why I think Book of Revelation refers to this spirit as Mystery Babylon. It's not the spirit of wisdom. It's not the spirit of truth. It's the opposite. And inside that dynamic, we lose our way because we have been gutted in our ability to communicate with each other, to communicate ideas and to be reasonable in those ideas. Instead, we're operating inside of a dogmatic, limp-wristed, weak-kneed, slave-making gospel that emasculates men and women and reduces them to slavery, which is exactly what the deep state people want, which is exactly why we're being invaded from the South to remove any remnant of truth that is still resting in scripture or in the Constitution or Declaration of Independence or even in white man history or even in the true history of Israel. So those are the things, the subject matters that are being controlled to funnel us into this destructive labyrinth of total confusion, which is what Mystery Babylon represents, total confusion. Everything's a mystery. It's incomprehensible. You know, just believe what we tell you. And, you know, join our church and put money in the basket. You can pray and you can, but you have no say. And as a result, we have a hierarchical structure on the planet that is being worshipped as an idol. Here in America, they call it democracy, but ultimately it's a hierarchical model of control, top down, bottom up. This is what Biden wants. This is what the globalists want. This is what the Zionists want. Whoever they are, we won't even need to label them, but just recognize by their fruit, you will know them. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay. Well, let me talk about some other fruit, I guess, that'll take us back to where we are this morning, and what we need to be aware of. And I guess this goes with can we manipulate the narrative? Can we manipulate the text? Can we manipulate history? Here we go. During the State of the Senile address last night, a number of government websites were down for 20 minutes during the presentation. Multiple U.S. government, this is from the Daily Mail, by the way, which is not a right-wing publication. Websites for FEMA, the Department of Aktung Homeland Security, U.S. Customs, Immigration Enforcement, and the Secret Service all had technical difficulty screens up for 20 minutes while the Biden Fuhrer was pontificating. No specific reason given, but the Department of Aktung Homeland Security says not to worry your pretty little heads. It is not malicious. No, it's our buddies, the Communist Chinese. Who knows? But don't worry, it's not malicious. And meanwhile, some of the nation was watching the bumbler, a lot like I think people watch traffic accidents, right? There's a kind of a morbid fascination with watching a senile old guy rant and yell at people and do stuff. Anyway, so that was part A. Part B. This was another incident. I kind of alluded to this, but it was interesting because the Daily Mail talked about this too. And I was surprised to see this up there. Biden flubbed the name of Laken Riley, the young woman who was basically executed at the hands of an illegal immigrant, a criminal even, from Venezuela, who's been charged with her murder. Speaking to millions of Americans during the State of the Union address, the fake president twice called her Lincoln, as he held up a pen bearing a name which had been given to him by Marjorie Taylor Greene. He got into a back and forth with Republican lawmakers. They had passed a bill earlier in her name in the House called the Laken-Riley Act, which would mandate that migrants who enter the country without authorization, in other words, illegal invaders, and are accused of theft, be taken into federal custody. Green gave the pen to Biden, and then he proceeded to wave it around on screen when he lost track of where he was at and said, "Lincoln, Lincoln!" And held up the pen. An innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. But he said, "Hey, we got lots of people killed by legals." And, you know, so that's what matters. The hell with you people who are worried about being invaded. And if I can't get her name right, even though I said I knew it, he didn't. It's just one more indication of how far, not only out of touch, okay? His whole party and those that are pulling his chains are out of touch. The guy is senile, and he doesn't care, I don't think, that Americans see it. Maybe he doesn't know. Go ahead, Jeff.
I didn't really have a comment on that, Mark. I was just listening. I'm still struck by the fact that we're going to have to consider our extra biblical relationship with God. If you take the Bible out of our hands, what does that do with our relationship with our Creator? What does that mean? If we find that the document that we thought was the inerrant word of God has flaws, insertions, changes, deletions, even the Elohim went to a singular God, with all these changes, what if we take that book aside? Then what is our relationship with our Creator? It's the original one. What does that look like now? How can that help us now come out of her, my people, and fashion a nation on the other side of Revelation? I think that's the major question right now.
Okay. Well, I'll just say I don't know exactly what that means. I do think that my own take would be we got to fashion a relationship that's based on the concept that the founders once agreed on unanimously, that there is a God. Most of the left doesn't agree on that, and that what rights we have come from him, and that among these are life, liberty, and property, and that the purpose of government is to secure those rights. And I think all of that has been utterly destroyed. It's being called Christian nationalism now to even suggest that what the founders wrote has any importance at all. And it's one of those things that's just an indicator of how far we've come. Let me throw out another indicator. This story from the Gateway Pundit says, another one. How many of these we're going to see? DEI in action. Okay, this is, of course, DIE, And it's the leftist mantra about how we're going to get rid of competence and hiring people because they can do a job, and instead we're going to hire them because they worship at the right transgender altar or they have the right rainbow flags on their car. That's what matters. Okay, so what was it in action? United Airlines Boeing 777 was forced to make an emergency landing. What, another one? No, not this time, because one of the pilots that was poison poke keeled over. This is because a wheel fell off when it took off out of San Francisco, DEI Central, and it damaged cars in the parking lot. The flight was diverted to LAX, where it managed to make an emergency landing. FAA is investigating the latest failure of political correctness run amok. Go ahead, David.
You made a comment a minute ago. I got a comment back on your comment. When you suggested, and I don't remember the word you used, but you suggested that the administration is inept, I think may have been your exact word, I would like to offer for your consideration, no, these guys are not inept. They know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
They have willfully, maliciously, and intentionally dumbed down our education system, so that things like a tire falling off of an airplane, you know, I don't know whether it was an incompetence move or whether it was a malicious move. The result is the same, but
it's hard to tell.
We're living into a time of ignorance, of willful ignorance and even stupidity. People are unwilling to consider. And it reminds me of the story of the Pied Piper. Everybody, like last night when I was watching the speech there, the State of the Union address, little minions, everybody glad handing each other, and they're in this chamber of power, and you want to get on camera, or you want to touch Biden, or get a selfie made. These people are completely lost. And we got a news media that is promoting these guys as authority. When we're no longer dealing with an authority, we are dealing with an absolute breakdown in reality. And these are the people that are in control of that reality. And so, you know, if we enter into that world and we get caught up, we got to be careful that we don't turn that interest in that world into an idol that keeps us distracted from what we really should be about. And it's a dangerous thing to give, to dignify that thing too much with too much power. But is really, really critical to distinguish that what they're doing and the direction that they're leading. And I think, anyway, Mark, we got a couple minutes. You go ahead and take us out of here.
We got about 1 minute, I guess. And essentially, it's kind of hard to wrap your head around how far gone things are. And that's why the State of the Union, I think, was so repulsive and repugnant. It was repugnant because the guy was so senile, and he's telling us everything is great. As a matter of fact, the State of the Union is almost as wonderful as the state of your benighted, almighty, so wise and benevolent and understanding leader. So there's the State of the Union. In other words, you watch a senile codger being angry and hating on the entire country and worshiping at the altar of the great God Democracy, all the while they pee on the very concept of a rule of law. That shows you the real State of the Union. So I guess the truth is, Americans saw the State of the Union last night, and it's beyond redemption. Anyway, thanks, guys, and Shabbat Shalom, folks.